now for another perspective, we thought it would be good to hear about Gina from someone who loves the town. We were directed to Jack Willis, a columnist for the Gina Times. He spent 60 years of his life there. Here are his reflections.
I have always been very close to the educational system in the Gina area, especially with a mother who knew at age six she wanted to become a school teacher and did just that for 27 years in the Norman Rockwell community I grew up in and received the bulk of my education. I was born in Good Pine, Louisiana on March 26, 1936. My family moved to Gina, Louisiana, the parish seat of LaSalle Parish in 1939, where my mother, Alice Graham Willis, taught first grade at Gina Elementary. To avoid the expense of a babysitter, I attended school in her class beginning when I was 3 years old. I spent 3 years in her room located in a three-story brick building known as Gina Elementary. On January 22, 1942, the elementary school caught fire and burned to the ground, and since we lived only about a mile from the school, which was situated on a high hill, all I remember was the intense illumination from the rich lighted pine used in the building construction and my mother softly crying. Even though the nation was embroiled in World War II, intense preparations were hastily made by the LaSalle Parish School Board to commandeer enough building materials to erect four rectangular structures containing four classrooms per building. Using these buildings, plus converting the gymnasium and agriculture building to classrooms, we managed to continue to hold classes until the night of February 14, 1944. That's when the high school and gymnasium burned to the ground, and again, my most vivid memory of that tragedy was hearing my mother crying in grief again. The present town of Gina originated from a community known as the Hemp Hill Creek Settlement, and on orders from the U.S. Postal Service was renamed Gina after Gina, Germany, which freely translated from German is pronounced Jana. It's supposed to mean seat of learning, with the first school having been erected in 1869. With the LaSalle Parish School Board again hard-pressed to find suitable classrooms after the 1944 fire, they were able to obtain the facilities of the Gina First Baptist Church and the Nolla Memorial Methodist Church. In 1946, construction began on a two-story brick elementary school on the site of the old school buildings, and the next year saw the school board pick a new site for Gina High School in North Gina. Classes were first held in September of 1948 at JHS when I was in eighth grade, and I enjoyed 5 great years in the main academic building and adjoining facilities, graduating in May 1953. I had 2 sons attend Gina High School, with one graduating and both joining the U.S. Navy. I remarried in 1980, and my wife's youngest daughter, by a previous marriage, was totally involved in all facets of high school activities, being the captain of the dance line and cheerleader, among other notable achievements. Even though in 2002 I moved from Gina some 35 miles distant to a larger town because of health issues concerning my present wife and me, it broke my heart to hear that the academic portion of the school building I played in at 11 years old, while it was being constructed, had been deliberately torched on November 30, 2006. So, this reflects how I feel about conditions today in Gina. I believe this racial strife that has gained national attention will be resolved, the pyrotechnical curses have been broken, and the faculty and staff can get on with the task they've been assigned to accomplish. That being to see that every student at Gina High School receives an excellent academic basis to utilize, which will enable them to take their rightful place in society. The Phoenix, that is Gina High School, will rise from the ashes.
Jack Willis writes a column called Grassroots and Cockleburrs for the Gina Times. It's a weekly newspaper in Gina, Louisiana.